you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
If we're going to die, let us die drunk.
Some fun stuff and some sobering stuff from our friend Dr. Mina. If you missed that, check out the podcast. Comedian friend of ours, Heather Jones, who has, what, 8 kids now or 9?
56, somewhere in there. I don't know. It's
exponential.
She's stuck it on with a bunch of kids, so we're going to talk to her a little later on. Also, Greg Warren, a.k.a. Dick Harp, and Craig Gass tomorrow. Today's Thursday, in case you're wondering. You're waking up. What the hell day it is? It's Thursday.
Day 38 for me.
6 week of quarantine. I'm going by weeks. Days bum me out.
Yeah, oh, I got the calendar.
This is a long slog.
Yeah, six. This is 6 week of our quarantine. Most people's quarantines have been 6 weeks.
Yeah, I was a little careless.
Yeah, but you're out of the house
the
now.
First part
yeah.
of that.
There are people that are not leaving their house, so I feel sorry for them more than us.
I'm not even counting. I've just made my peace with this is how it is. And,
yeah.
And whenever it ends, it ends. And, until then, this is how it is.
It's the new normal.
Yeah.
I don't want the new normal. I want the old normal. So do we.
Everybody does.
All of us do, yeah. You dumbasses. No, I'm talking to one person. I'm actually. I want the new normal.
He's up, Karen.
We have a Michelle Bachmann birthday today. Born on this date. Died on this date. Oh. In 16 and 16, he passed away. William Shakespeare.
Happy birthday!
Died on his old birthday. Billy.
Boring people since.
That's the category that just kills me all the time on Jeopardy.
Yeah, because
I don't know my Shakespeare.
Yeah.
And I suppose that I should because, you know.
Why?
Well, everything is based on a Shakespeare story.
Of course it is.
Sons of Anarchy was Hamlet.
Yeah.
West Side Story, Romeo and Juliet.
We all know that.
And there are countless other TV shows and movies.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Lion King.
Failure to Launch.
Yes, right.
Goodfellas. All of it. Right.
All based on a Shakespeare play.
I think we had to read one each, like sophomore, junior, senior year in high school.
I think we read Romeo and Juliet.
Did it bother you? Because no one talks like that. I refuse to believe anyone ever talked like that.
Didn't bother me that much.
I never got into it that much.
I never really thought about it.
Yeah.
It was just hard. It's just hard. He's hard to comprehend. At least for me.
Talk American.
I'm kind of a dummy. But I hate it when Shakespeare and opera come up in Jeopardy. You might as well check out then.
Yeah, we had to like memorize a soliloquy from each one and then get up and like recite it in front of the class.
What is wax off?
That's the kind of Jeopardy I like.
What is semen?
There you go. You know those categories.
I do.
Yeah, not what a lot semen? Of semen flying around in Shakespeare.
Yeah.
What is spank and spunk?
There you go. That's the two characters in Shakespeare, spank and spunk. Yeah. They're in Othello.
Those rowdy punks.
What is spank and spunk?
There you go.
Yeah, I'm sure there are people that just like read that for pleasure.
Of course there are.
Yeah.
But that's
I don't
hang out with they're not listening to us.
Yeah.
No, they're on a far different intellectual level than we.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're dumber.
I don't think so.
if I'm enjoyment of that, you're pretty much dumber. Yeah, I think you're dumber.
All right.
You don't know how many people set down the Shakespeare book and turn on the Kiss record.
No.
No, the Kiss part's cool, though.
Out of Denmark.
Hamlet.
No.
Oh, okay. I thought we were
what playing, is Spank and Spunk?
Playing the Shakespeare game here.
No.
What is Denmark? What is Hamlet?
What is semen?
Researchers from...
What is taint?
What is a goblin?
Aarhus.
Aarhus.
University in Denmark. Have found that after a cup of coffee, sweets taste sweeter and bitter is not quite so bad.
Is that why there's always a donut and coffee together, that kind of thing? Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
The coffee did not influence the sense of smell at all, but there are noted differences in taste. People became more sensitive to sweetness and less sensitive to bitter. This is true for both caffeinated and decaffeinated coffee. So,
yeah.
Just to throw that out there.
Yeah, who doesn't like a nice scone with their coffee?
Scones are terrible. Some Sour Patch Kids.
I guess Puss doesn't.
I am very anti-scone.
There's a whole big...
They're kind of dry.
That's it.
Yeah.
I've never had a scone that wasn't dry as hell.
Larry David did a whole bit on scones. It was hilarious on this new season.
I don't know if I've ever had a scone.
Yeah.
Was it crunchy bread?
That's it, yeah.
You're missing nothing, Nick.
Yeah. It's never looked appealing.
Very anti-scone. It's a bastard pastry.
That's funny. According to a survey of 2,000 British adults, British parents actually, 4 in 5 parents believe their families have formed a stronger bond during the lockdown.
I can believe that. I'll be honest with you. I can see that. Because your kids are talking to you more. They're not with their friends all the time.
You know, they're not with anybody else.
No, they're not with anybody else. And I understand everybody has little hassles going on, but I guarantee you I've talked to... Yeah, mainly my daughter. My son still stays away from everybody up in his room. But, I've been having a lot of great conversations with my daughter. And normally she'd be with her friends a lot more, and she's not with anybody, so I can see that completely. And my wife made a good point, too, to the neighbors, because stuff really hasn't changed. I mean, because she's not working, and for years she didn't work. Now, but when I get home at the same time every day, and we see each other at pretty much the same time, same amount we did before the pandemic.
Oh, I see, Christine.
Global pandemic.
Way more.
Yeah. That's right, because there's no dog trips.
Pre-pandemic. Yeah, she's not going to any dog shows.
And you ain't leaving the house at all.
Not going to any dog classes.
Oh, yeah. I used to get home after work, and there was nobody there till after school.
Right, me too.
And my wife wasn't home until 6.
Right.
Now they're both there all the time. And I'm sure they're sick of me.
Well, you're sick of them, too. It's not just you. Why are they sick of you? They like you.
Yeah, but
you can be sick of them, too.
You're sick of anybody that you're stuck in the house with that long.
I understand that.
It's always ranting about scones at dinner.
It's true.
We're not even serving scones. I'm just mad they exist.
Shut up. How are things going at your house there, Nick? You got more kids than the rest of us. You got 3 sitting
there. Yeah, and I'm home a lot more because there's no shows.
Yeah. No, you're not
a lot of times
that's
I'd be
right.
out at night and
that's true.
I'm not now.
Yeah, you're not. You should be a comedian. I tweet that up.
Right. Yeah.
You want to hear a little audio from one of Nick's last shows? It's on our Twitter at TNT Radio Empire.
It's a forced sabbatical.
Yep.
Yeah, it's usually pretty good. I think we have gotten closer too, but you know, especially kids when they're closer, they're fighting more.
Right, yeah.
There's something going on.
Your age,
and our older two have braces, and there's something going on with the rubber bands, and they started getting into it.
Yeah.
And, like, I wasn't even aware of what's going on, and I was like, stop talking about it. Then my daughter goes to tell me, like, her side of the story, and I'm like, really, like, I'm not even going to know.
Take a side.
I'm out.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't want to know what exists on this. Just figure it out.
Yeah.
Not doing it.
Everybody getting closer in the Evans household?
No.
All right.
About the same, or?
Yeah, about the same.
Or is it getting worse?
Yeah. No, it's about the same. Survey finds that half of families are getting together to play board games.
No, I haven't done that.
Yeah.
Or maybe to put puzzles together.
The word board is the reason that's in there.
That's become like a Saturday night thing.
I found there are no good board games for just 2 people.
Just Battleship,
basically. That's tough, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can play Battleship.
I think
Monopoly's good with 2 people.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, we got that. But I think it's better with more people.
Yeah. Twister? Yeah, you got to have somebody to spin it, don't you?
Yeah, you don't want to be twisting up with your kids. That's weird.
Yeah, but he's home alone.
Oh, that's right.
Just him, yeah.
You could do naked twister.
They could do naked twister.
We could. You and the 5 dogs.
Yeah, if you could teach the dog to spin the thing.
I've never found
left
that game
all yellow
to be any fun, to be honest with you.
Even when I was more flexible, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, Todd might be able to kick your ass at Twister these days.
Well, I don't want to play
being
with
into yoga and whatnot.
Exactly right, yeah. So you we're going to do manly things.
Left leg.
That could hurt, too.
Yes, it could, but still be manly. Speaking of butt plugs, we were looking at one earlier.
Well, you said said you know how to play chess, Todd. You could get into a...
But your wife did not play chess.
No, she didn't
bored
like
with it.
It,
right? I didn't like it.
I could do the...
virtual chess.
The chess on the app.
Yeah.
The chess with friends.
Yeah. And get my ass kicked by my son.
Or checkers.
But I get tired of that. I get tired of getting my ass kicked. All right.
We have a couple card games like Skip Bo. We'll play that.
Yeah, I don't know how to play that.
Phase 10.
Okay.
I bet you couldn't figure it out.
Old Maids.
It's probably.
Yeah.
Play Old Maid.
Cribbage.
Backgammon. I played Old Maid with the kids.
Old Maid used to play. It was fun.
I was just a dick.
Yeah. Hold the card up.
Oh, yeah.
Spin the card around. Yeah. Pick that one. Pick that one. Yeah.
It's time to teach the kids blackjack so they can work on their math skills.
That's right. Yeah.
I've been trying to get my wife and daughter. I've said I'll teach you how to play Texas Hold'em.
Yeah,
I've got some poker chips. Let's just start playing poker.
Strip poker. You play strip poker. Yeah. With the
family. Not with the kids.
Not with the family.
Yeah,
we can turn anything into a strip game.
That's right.
You can do Monopoly anytime somebody gets all the properties of one color. Then
you take off your
take something off.
Whip out a boob.
Take off your underwear.
That's right. That's right.
Take off your underwear.
So, Craig, I learned this the other day. I was reading a British website. I think it was The Guardian. And the Brits have a different spelling of diarrhea.
Yeah.
That's they had an O at the end there.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I know that they spell
diarrhea.
D-I-A-R-R-H-O-E-A.
Ah.
The O is obviously silent, just
did
like...
did you come to the end of the internet and found that out?
Color, rumor... No, it was a COVID article.
Okay. Oh, okay, got it. Okay, that's where you saw it. Okay, good.
If that was one of the symptoms. But here in America, we don't have the O in our diarrhea.
No, we don't.
That's unfortunate. I have to spell that word a lot at work.
Diarrhea?
Because it's a symptom. You have to put in, and I always, when I can spell it, I feel like an adult, but then I realize if I was actually the adult, I wouldn't be impressed that I could spell a word. It would just slide.
Doesn't it just autocorrect in the diarrhea now or not?
No.
Oh, I couldn't spell
that's
it.
That's harsh.
Wait, like the program
DIA,
we used to,
right?
Yeah,
I know that.
The
DIA,
program we used to put these in, the orders in, there's no spell check.
Oh.
So you have to look at, and then there's a common abbreviation that uses PRN, which means like as needed.
Right.
So we'll have to put that in, but the O is right there too when you're typing that in. So there's sometimes that I'm worried that it's just good, like it will be porn, and if I miss it, I'll just be typing fat, and that'll pop up. And I'm like, oh,
yeah,
that's porn. Not
good. You want to send?
It's funny. This job has actually taught me how to spell gonorrhea because I've had to type it so many times
and tell your doctor about it.
Yeah. What are your symptoms?
I can spell it for you, Doc.
And I can show you what it looks like.
Did your dad want to come on the air with us, Craig? Bush said he got a call from him the other day. He wanted to vent about something.
No, I don't think so.
Is that true? Whose dad called?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. I have no idea what I heard from you.
You got to get out of the house.
Well, I need to pay attention, I guess.
You don't want to start now. That would ruin the whole dynamic of the show.
Good point. Craig's actually right about that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It'll come as no surprise that 9 in 10 parents admit that they have a much higher respect for their kids' teachers.
No.
Yeah, I'm lucky my kids are in high school because we wouldn't be able to do any of that. They're just upstairs and they know exactly what they're doing with all their teachers and their computers, and so I don't even have to deal with that. But I understand you got a kid like your youngest, 11.
His teacher's great.
Elementary school for a kid to keep them interested and
Well, so many parents are trying that have come to a point where they have to teach their kids.
They're the ones homeschooling them, right? Exactly. Because a lot of people don't have computers and they aren't doing that kind of stuff.
And
right?
Now they're realizing how dumb their kids are.
Right.
Now, when you're homeschooling, does the state give you a curriculum? And do you have to go through a certain amount of that curriculum?
No,
that's all.
When you are technically being a homeschool.
It's different, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, then you have to pass certain tests and whatnot.
And then you have no social skills whatsoever, and you're weird.
Yeah, and you're spending at least
everybody
3 hours a day breaking down the Bible.
That's right. Yeah.
Or only 3 hours.
Of course you do.
Here's why dinosaurs aren't real.
There you go. Go out and tell the kids in the yard that. No, they laugh at me.
Somebody sent me a link for the best two-player board games, and I don't think I want to play a game at this point called Pandemic.
No. No.
No interest.
I think we're all playing that.
Yeah, we're actually playing the game. It's in real life, we're playing it.
Right? It's not fun.
Not fun at all.
It's a game for $6 billion.
Not fun at all.
Yeah, my son's teacher helped cover for my son the other day because he thought he was muted on this meeting, and some girl that he doesn't like just kept going on, and I guess he just goes, "Nobody needs to know that." And then I realized that
nobody likes you. I love that one. That'd be great. Yeah.
Then he realized that, and my son just quick was like, "I was talking to the dog," but the dog gave you some information you didn't need.
Kyle, you're talking to everybody.
Yeah. That's right. Oh,
yikes!
I didn't say that, did I? That's funny. I was talking to the dog. He didn't cover himself that well at all.
Well, no, and then the teacher was just like, "Yeah, it seems like Hunter must have been talking to somebody else," and they just moved on like real quick.
He needs to know that. Way to throw him under the bus there, Nick.
That's good. He's a bad liar.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You don't want to raise a good liar.
Yeah, but at least he thought quick enough to know that he had to.
He'll become one.
Yeah.
At the start of the lockdown,
good liars have to practice a lot.
Yep.
Yeah.
You spend your whole life covering your tracks, and then you get to be president. Mm-hmm. That's how that works.
You do nowadays.
At the start of the lockdown, more than half the couples were not optimistic as to what the quarantine would do to their relationship. But it turns out that 60% of parents report that they are happier with their partner after 4 weeks in quarantine.
Well, if you have a good partnership going on, you can get through things. But I think that people...
Yeah, but most people thought that it wasn't going to go well.
I know.
A lot of people are finding out that they really don't like each other.
A lot of people are finding out that they like each other.
They do.
That they are remembering that they like each other.
That's good.
We did. We ended up here for a reason.
Missing her side piece, but yeah.
But he'll settle for the wife.
Right.
If I must. Quarter of parents report having sex more often. 20% of those.
Not me. I'm not bitching. It's just the way it is.
I'll make it up for you.
20% of the 25% of parents that report having sex more often, 20% of them say they are having it twice as often. 21% of the 25%. Say
what is
that
wax
it
off.
Is now every day that they are knocking some out. 60% say they only have time for a quickie. Apparently, some people are calling this their time to get locked down and dirty.
Oh, clever.
See what they did there?
Yeah. We were just checking out a nice vibrating butt plug that Craig and I were thinking about buying.
Ooh, it vibrates.
It kind of rolls around the bottom.
It does.
I guess a woman could use it too, but we didn't think so.
Does it massage the prostate?
Yes. It's how bad it was. Puss walked in and goes, ooh. Puss walked in and went, ooh, that looks good.
You, however, seem the most enthusiastic.
No, Craig actually found it, and Craig was into it, and I said, "Yeah."
Yeah, but Craig didn't go. Yes,
we're gonna switch. We're gonna buy each other those for Christmas.
Well, we're gonna get one first.
And Dr. Mina says, "Clean your sex toys."
Yeah,
you're sharing it with your buddy.
Yeah, and we will right afterwards.
Right, exactly. All right, you'll be impressed too, Todd. It kind of moves, and it does say, "And a woman could use it." But it's for men, right?
Yeah, it's for both.
It's for butts, right?
It's for both, yeah.
All right. It's for butts. And Push did walk in and go, ooh, what's that? You did.
I saw the headline on the email that just said, favorite prostate toy.
And then he showed it to you and you went, ooh. Oh,
yeah, it's got tiny beads that move up and down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to want that.
Yes.
I haven't seen him that excited in years.
Yes.
Take off your underwear.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.